The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brad Wilson.
And joining us now on the line, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst and good friend of this program. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so big decision out of The Hague. This is an international decision, international court, and they ruled in favor of the Philippines in a dispute that has been ongoing with the Chinese about how they are trying to control the South China Sea and control, basically, an area where a lot of shipping takes place. It turns out The Hague has decided that the Philippines is right and China does not have control of that territory that it claims. And China has said, we don't acknowledge this decision. We don't respect this decision. What's going to happen here?
Well, it's a place to watch. I mean, what's the next move in the chess game? You know, China anticipated this was going to be the result from The Hague ruling. So it came out, 10 days ago and had a military exercise in exactly the area that the Chinese claim is theirs. And so they told everybody else, stay out, we're going to have this big exercise. The problem with any international tribunal is that they don't have a navy, they don't have an army. How do they enforce it? If China says, we're not interested, as they say, the expression, possession is nine-tenths of the law, and that may apply here. So I think that what the United States now needs to do, as well as the other countries, the Asian Pacific countries, is start sailing around in that South China Sea area that China hopes to claim as its own internal Chinese lake. Commercial vessels, obviously, but military vessels as well, Navy ships, because the Chinese plan is not to do anything dramatic and seize it or have a war. It's to incrementally just grab a little bit more and tell you that all of a sudden, oh, well, it's a fait accompli, it's theirs.
So explain something to me, KT McFarland, because I think you're right. China doesn't care. What's the point of these international tribunals and these international courts? Because like anything else in the world, the good, upright, self-respecting nations who actually give a flip about international relations like us, like Great Britain, like Western European nations, we'll all adhere to it. We'll all follow it. We'll all do what the international court says. But thug nations like China, they don't care. So why don't we just disband this thing?
Well, it's the same argument people have made about the United Nations, same argument people make about gun control.
Okay.
You know, the good guys are going to obey the law, and the guys who don't find the law convenient to them, they're going to ignore the law. It's like Putin moving the boundaries in Europe. You know, the arrangement, the United Nations deals, you're not supposed to move boundaries in Europe by force, and yet Putin has done so. So, at the end of the day, everybody says, where's the cop? Well, it's always the United States, historically, that's been the cop. We're not going to go to war over anything like this, but I think the important thing is to see these things coming before they're fait accompli, before they're a crisis. There's a great expression that the smart man finds his way out of a crisis, but the wise man prevents the crisis from happening. That's why I think it's extremely important that the United States gets the other countries, but as well sails through that region before it becomes a crisis.
All right, I want to talk about something else that is in the news this morning. You know General Mike Flynn, a man who is actually being considered as a running mate for Donald Trump. He was the top guy at the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. He was the number two for a while, then he became the top guy. He was President Obama's number one go-to guy for information, one would imagine, about what's going on in the battle against ISIS on the actual battlefield. He reveals in an interview with the Daily Caller that he never one time, and all of the time he served as the chief of defense intelligence, he never met with the president. Now, you know what it is to operate in that kind of environment. Are you surprised by that?
Yes and no. Yes, I'm surprised because it speaks to, you know, how unseriously this administration takes certain crises. But again, I'm not surprised because the president's made it very clear. I mean, Flynn, throughout his career, and he's probably the senior, most respected intelligence officer, career intelligence officer who knows about radical Islam. He's been in Afghanistan. He's been at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's seen it as a practitioner, and he's seen it as an analyst. And he's, from the very beginning, warned about the rise of radical Islam, warned about Al-Qaeda, warned about ISIS. And the president doesn't think those are as big a problem
as others. If you profess to be, you know, very concerned about the rise of ISIS and trying to get ISIS under control, seems like that guy would be somebody on
your... You'd want him on speed dial.
You'd want him on speed dial. You want to talk to him once a week at the very least, it would seem.
Well, I'm not going to say what the president's schedule should be, but I think it speaks to the general impression that the president leaves, that he's not going to identify this as a problem. He's not going to do anything about it. He's going to go out and make speeches about how his policy is working. But any fool can see that the world's on fire, that radical Islam, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or pick your variety of radical Islamists, they're all over the world. And so whatever it is we've been doing for the last 15 years, but most particularly for the last seven, have failed. That's why I would put somebody like Mike Flynn on speed dial.
KT, last minute here. Are we going to see you at the convention next week in Cleveland? For the
you bet, right front and center.
Excellent. We will be there as well. Hopefully you can swing by our booth at Radio Row live.
Okay, that's where I hear they're handing out free donuts.
In the meantime,
donuts,
if there's any left.
If I get there first, they may not be any.
In the meantime, I mean, listen, I would love to see you on the stage there. Do you think national security will be front and center at this convention? And if not, why not?
Well, I certainly hope it is, because if you look at any of the polling of the American people, their number one issue is the economy, number two is terrorism, number three is foreign policy. So add terrorism and foreign policy together, and that, to me, trumps everything.
All right.
Trumps everything. I see what you just did.
KT, you're the best. Good to talk to you this morning.
I'm coming by for the donuts, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Come on by. We're in a parking garage.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money.